What's up? What's up, my beautiful people? Let's talk about the money making mindset. Let's get into that. This is going to how to make money making plan. Get into the money making mindset. And it's more than just I got to get this bag, because I got to just get this bag has got into society and into the culture and into our music and into our minds, where that sentiment means putting money before anything. Putting money before people, stop, you know, all that. Got to get this money. It is true. I got to get it. And you got to get it. But let's reframe it and have a money making mindset. And what does that mean? So let's get into that today.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Naja, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
All right, so I want you to listen to this statement, because this is powerful. This is something I heard about 2 years ago from someone on Instagram, and it was deep, right? Because it was true. She was pounding on her fist and being like, your money is in your mind, yo. Your money is in your mind. Your bag is in your mind. And that is so true. We're in economic slavery. This place that we live in, the U.S., if you're in the U.S., does have lots of opportunity, does have lots of potential. But within that, because of that, there's a spin around financial enslavement. And lots of cultures are set up with that. And then it goes into the mindset, and then it just goes generation, generation, generation. So first, let's know your money's in your mind. I can testify that that's for sure, because I grinded and worked so hard. I mean, I, you know, just grind and grind and grind and grind. And then you see, like, but I don't understand, like, why is my money not coming up? Or why can't I hold on to any? Or why can I not save? Or why is there not enough coming in? Like, I can't actually work any harder. You know, you get to the point where it's like, okay, now you got to work smarter, not harder. But also, there's a lot of hard work to be done in your mind frame. Right? Has anyone in your family made over more than $90,000 a year? If you're from that, then it'll be scary when you start to try to rise up above that. Do people in your family and you also look down to people that have money, or like look at them like, oh, or put them on a pedestal? Or, you know, kind of be like, oh, they're snobby because they have money, or oh, must be nice, all that. So all this stuff is in our minds, right? So this is stuff that you want to get not wrapped up in. So our money is in our mind. It's in our worth, in our self-esteem. What do we feel we're worth? And that will be a reflection of the money and the surroundings. It's in our ideas and it's in our programs about money. You know, we're trained to diss people who have it, but money is just energy. Money is energy and it's currency. And I wouldn't say that I'm fully healed in this department, but I have learned a lot to really be able to be like, yeah, it is energy. I mean, that's what they call money's currency. So it's a current, it's energy. But when you're really struggling, you're like, ah, well, I need the energy. Like, you don't have the time. If your light bill's about to be shut off, or your car's repossessed, or you just, you know, overdrawn your account, to be talking about all this. But it's important that the seeds are planted and you get in there, right? So if you're working so hard, but you're still struggling money-wise, why, right? Are you not allowing? Are you not allowing yourself to have? Are you not allowing the money to come in? Is there a protection? Sometimes there's a protection and there's this inner no from way back. Something happened when you were six and you're like, no. And then that's the inner no. So that's not magnetically drawing money towards you. Now, this is not some affirmation thing of like money comes to me smoothly and easily. No, you still have to keep grinding, but it's important to know that your money money is in your mind and the money-making mindset, okay? People, talking to me now about, well, I want, what is the word they call it? Oh, passive income. I'm looking for passive income. I'm tired of doing nails at the desk all day. I want passive income. Now, I can help you with that. I've had that. I still have that, right? With these pre-recorded classes, ebooks, this kind of stuff. That's passive income, meaning I'm not right now talking to someone one-on-one. I'm not right now standing in a live class doing it. That's still great income, but passive income is when people talk about, oh, I have this ebook to sell and a sales funnel and people get it and all that. But the important thing you need to know, and I've talked about this on another podcast, is there is no such thing as passive in the beginning and for a while, right? It takes a tremendous amount of work to, first of all, be able to be at some expert level where you can do that. And then it takes a lot of work to get the machine going because, hey, I know how to get clients in person. I'm telling all of you, right? I can easily go out and build a full pedicure clientele within the next 3 months. Easy. I'm telling you that. And even if I started from scratch and, people didn't know who I was. But as far as like finding how to make all of this stuff work on online, I have got a lot of success with that, but I'm still, working it out because it's like, what? So just know there's no laying back and doing nothing. Even if you have passive income and you're selling a product or a class or something that's going on while you're asleep, there's still a lot of maintenance that goes on with that. So people have these dreams of passive income. And I've worked with celebrities. I've said this before. No celebrities are laying around just getting $1 million checks sent to them. Those people work to the point of throwing up all the time because if a record company's throwing a lot of money at you, they give you like 4 hours off a day, like 4 hours off on one day, one random Thursday in a month. I saw that schedule. Lady Gaga showed it to me when she first started to really work. She's like, wow, this is like really like real work. Like I have to stop partying. Like this is real work. And then she showed me, she said, look at this, Naja, look at my schedule. And she showed me, and there was like a little block on a Thursday, 4 hours in the afternoon that she had off. The rest of the month, you're grinding. We're taking you to get a photo. We're taking you to for a magazine interview. We're practice these vocals. Do this, like we're working you. Okay. So let's talk about some practical solutions. So what do you do? People always, meet you. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? It's important in your own mind, even if you don't, want to say it out loud to people. But when people say, oh, what do you do? I never say, oh, I do nails or I coach people in the beauty industry, in the business side of things. I don't say I do. I say, oh, what I do for work is, or my job, or my passion, or what I, because when people say, what do you do? Like, you want to think, like, what do you do for money? Right? You want to think bigger. So it's like, if you need money for other things, like, you want to think bigger. Like, what can you do for money if you don't have enough? Think really bigger. I mean, press-on nails are like cake. Like, that is, if you're doing nails and you need extra money, number one, press-on nails for the clients you already have. They can give them as gifts. They can use them for themselves. That's number one. Number two is trying to sell your services up front. So if your people come to you every 2 weeks faithfully, or if they come to you every 3 weeks or whatever schedule you're on, start a membership program. Hey, if you want to pay for your services for the next 6 months up front, you get a $5 discount for every service. If you want to pay up front for the year, you get a $10 off or whatever your prices are. If you need help, I'll help you with that. But basically, you can get the money up front. So then you can use that to invest and build your business or have a little savings so that you have a little cushion and feel safe. So I did some things in the beginning of my career really popping off. At that time, I taught, and this would still work. Like I taught older people how to use computers and the mouse and learn how to surf the net. Like if you see like an older person, back then they can't, the mouse is going all over the place. They don't know what to do. Now it'll probably be with the smartphones, right? You can always do that. I cooked meals for the boss that I worked for and did meal preps. I've done that for the past couple months where there's an older lady that needed some food. So I make my food all week. Why not do it for her? And whatever I was charging her, $40 an hour or something like that would take me a couple hours. My first cell phone was a Nokia with that, like, it looked like a little brick, right? And that was from all of these jobs that I did when I first got to California, like teaching people how to use the computer. I was like a prep chef for like a raw food guy, saved my money, did that. So sometimes I think that we say no to work too soon, right? If we're not really set. Now, it doesn't mean I want you to twist yourself into pretzels and do stuff that would disrespect yourself or hurt yourself, but you want to be able to, that's the money-making mindset. I'm gonna, and most of us have it. We're mostly really scrappy and we'll do all kind of stuff. But what happens is then we kind of never get out of that scrappy mentality. And then we're still just scraping, scrapping, charging not enough for our worth. So we can't, we're not working smarter and harder and that kind of stuff. So, you know, you do nails and you do pedicures, so you can teach classes. You always want to have your mind towards that. That's why I'm saying, if, well, why would I can't, I don't sell press on nails. All my girls like acrylic and do this. Okay, but what about the 10 girlfriends they know? Or like asking questions to be like, if she's a sorority sister, she has all kind of women throughout the world. Maybe she wants to buy a set of custom press on nails with the sorority, like the Greek letter emblems or anything. Like I've, this is a tried and true thing. This is something that I've helped one of my students with. So it's like, you wanna, this is the money making mindset, not just sitting around and be like, I gotta get the bag and like I can't do it because I'm going to make money, or trying to stomp on someone else so you can get the money. There's enough to go around. Just have this money making mindset, okay? Next, create a plan. Create a plan for 1 month, create a plan for 3 months. And you do need energy for this. You need energy to create a plan because a lot of times there's like fog around money. And if you want to do a little research, and I'll probably do a podcast on this if I haven't already, but there's the chakra systems, which are these energy wheels that go through the center of the body. And there's the third one, which is the orange. It's governed by the color orange. Well, it's, excuse me, I'm sorry. It's the second one. The second chakra is orange, and it's right below the belly button. And that chakra, that energy center, governs sexuality, creativity, and finances. Think about that. That one energy center is sexuality, creativity, and finances. And a lot of times we've had trauma there, or that wheel might not be spinning fully. So all of that creativity, sexuality, and money is wrapped up in that system. So sometimes all the energy that you have is going into depression or PTSD or your family or a man that is calling you or not calling you, even if it is like the love, but you're in a trance. You know, no one will be able to bring you happiness. No one. I can bring you a moment of relief. I know that. I'm confident in that. I can bring you a smile. Yeah, I cannot bring you happiness. It's already in you. So you want to create a plan for the next month or three of what is my money making mindset? I'm doing pretty good at the salon. Let me just try to maybe work on some ideas on an ebook. Or I do need way more clients. What kind of marketing plan can I get? Basically, I want you to have a plan of how to bring more money in. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't really need to bring more money in, I'm kind of at my max. I need help on how do I work smarter and not harder, or how do I not break my back, then you know, you can book a free 20-minute call with me, and we can kind of talk about some options and see if I can help you. And we can either work further together, or just some tips I give you can help you. So, that's really helpful. You know, that's what I did. I needed a little bit more for something that I was saving for, and then a friend of a friend told me about the older woman who needed, like, you know, her feet were really hurting. So then I went over there, I met with her. And I said, well, what, you know, I can offer you reflexology and I can also cook you food. And there's, you know, a couple hundred dollars more a month for me to save towards what I need. And then I fit it into when I can. Now, when she does call and say, oh, can you come Friday? Like, and if it's not already on the schedule, I'm annoyed. I'm like, oh no, because I have to do this and that. But I still go. It's like, it's fine. But I don't want you to do it where you're. There's a real thin line with all of our artists, all of us, our creative minds of like, working to burnout and then shutting everything off and then kind of being irresponsible. Then there's a way of trying to be, and that's fine if you need to care for yourself, but then there's a way of trying to really see, like, okay, let me just go. And then afterwards, I'll care for myself, but you have to make sure you care for yourself, right? All right. Now, the third thing is do not put money first. All of this talking is it's important and it's something that we need in this material world, but relationships are the money. Relationships are money. So don't put money first. If you are codependent, though, tread very lightly because you don't exactly know yet how to tread relationships, because then you'll start to do too much and then not ask for your fair share. Lots of people do this. I know you might be sinking in your seat now that, like, where I see this the most is with people who are really great at nail art or offer a lot of nail art and they charge for a little bit and then they're like, oh, but yeah, I just threw that in. And you know, but over time, that's going to create resentment and create problems. I just talked to someone today and she said that, you know, I worked on her with her prices and on her menu it says 88 plus. So for whatever it is, it's like, you know, basic level nail art or something, it's tier two or something, it's $88 with a plus sign. So she said it was 88, but you know, then she was running a little bit late. The next client was already there, so she got, you know, she just was like, just wanted to get it done and over with, so like the new client could sit down. So she was like, okay, $88, and charge $88. She said, but she felt like it should have been $20 more. So that's where most people need a little bit more help with just throwing in the nail art type of stuff. Don't do that. You won't it over time, you'll start to feel bad and you might not even know it's that, but you'll start to have a resentment from doing things like that. So put yourself and your money first until there is stable ground, then add relationships. So I'm talking about this is the meta picture is that relationships are money. Don't put money first. However, if you're really in a struggle, the struggle bus, and you know, that kind of stuff, and continually kind of living in chaos with money, put yourself, your self-care, and your foundation and your money first until there's stable ground. Then you can add relationships. Because my issue was that I was always running around, you know, not feeling secure in my money or my situation. So then I really wasn't able to build great relationships personally. Business-wise, I was able to do it enough. But the thing is, you just feel so terrible about yourself inside, and it's hard to relate to people and, you know, all that. I think you know if you know. So relationships are the key to business and money. That's how I've built my entire career from relationships and networking and referrals. So don't burn any bridges. Right? The society's message of get in your bag, money, money, money. Materialism is still work of the devil, you know? It's like it's quite gross to be putting money on a pedestal over people. You put people on a pedestal, the money will come, but you need to get help with yourself so that you're able to charge the appropriate money. Most people that you're having probably would charge more, but you're all up in their wallet trying to make decisions for them. That is the problem of the creative artist, getting in someone's wallet and seeing what they think they can afford, or judging on what you think you can afford. Like, I wouldn't be able to pay 180 for nails. Okay, well, that's you. You're the artist. You could be charging, right? So I want to talk to you about, I have my mentor, Gino Tronzo. I've shared him with you before. But he was my first mentor out of school. He taught me everything I knew. We became really great friends. He took me under his wing as a sister and mentee. And then you know, and I didn't like him at first as like a, you know, a boss. I thought he was a star fuck. I'm like, ah, whatever. I don't even know if he really likes me or not. Like, he's just a, you know, such a New York or Staten Island. I'm like, I don't know. But and then we had a little, it was like not quite a falling out because there wasn't anything that defined it that I know from my side or his side. But we just didn't really talk, you know, for a number of years. I didn't get invited to his wedding, and then I felt like, huh, what, I don't know what that's about, but okay. But anyway, after that, maybe about 6 years later, then he got a job at Essie as the director of education. And then he hired me to be the national lead educator for all of the US. So it's like these kind of things where you don't want to burn bridges. And putting relationships first. The way that I'm on a reality was on a reality TV show for 5 seasons. It was called LA Hair. Was from a relationship I had with a hairstylist, which is Kim Kimble. And that was Kim Kimble's reality show was set in her salon. She called me, said the producers are interested in a nail tech for the second season. Are you interested? I said no. And you know, there's another podcast here to see how I did finally get on it. So that's important that you know that. Now, there's a codependent book if you're feeling like that could help you. It's called Codependent No More. That has helped millions and millions of people. Someone referred it to me, and then I've referred it to hundreds of people so far, but it's like 1 million sold. And then I have a workshop called Boardroom Beauties that helps with this, helps make a money plan, helps to really look at your money making mindset. But I hope that this helps, because there's a thin line. But mostly, if you can really look at yourself and the world and all of Instagram and the culture and the music, it's all about money. And if that is about end times, that is worshiping at the altar of money rather than people. I've read in the spiritual book that God, you know, people trying to figure out what is God? How do I get to God? Who is it? It's like God is other people. I really live that. God is other people. So I'm not going to put money before people. I want you to get your money. I want you to have enough money to live. I want you to have enough money to invest in whatever you want. If you want to work with me, if you want a new car, if you whatever you need, I want you to have it. But I want you to really have a money-making mindset and not putting money first always, right? There was a time when I needed to. That's why I said you might have to put yourself and your money first until there's stable ground, then a relationship. It took me a really long time to build any kind of wheel where consistent money was coming in and where there was a foundation. But that is emotionally stabilizing. So if you feel emotionally unstable with yourself, with your relationships, with your sleep schedule, all that, you're probably putting money first, and then you get so burnt out, and then you're like, F it, I don't want to do anything, and then you don't do anything, and then that cycle goes up and down, up and down, up and down. So put yourself first and money first if now is the time. And if now is not the time, you've got over that hump, start to really put relationships first, and then your money will really flow. So I hope this helped, peeps.